This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 297 for Tuesday, March 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Tuesday morning, taking direction from losses in many outside markets. Canola down 5 to nearly $7. The May contract down 5.30 at $816.50 per ton. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures are all weaker on the day, although a steadier tone in crude oil did temper the declines in the vegetable oil markets to some extent. Expectations for a record large Australian canola crop contributed to the declines in canola, as Australia is at a freight advantage compared to Canada to many major canola buyers. Canola does remain stuck in a sideways trading range from a chart standpoint, but is drifting below some major moving averages this morning, and that could trigger more speculative selling. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are lower, while wheat is mixed. The USDA is set to release its monthly supply-demand estimates on Wednesday, and positioning ahead of that report is expected to account for much of the activity. Soybeans were thought to be due for a correction after yesterday's gains, with sharp losses in soy oil today also weighing on prices despite a firm tone in soy meal. May soybeans down 8 cents at $15.20 per bushel. South American production estimates will be followed closely in tomorrow's USDA report. While another downward revision to Argentina's crop is likely, Brazil is still expected to have a record crop. Corn, it's mixed in early trade, edging up in the May contract after earlier losses, up 0.75 cents now at 6.37¾. Weekly crop progress data is starting to become available for the U.S. crop, with 20% of the upcoming corn crop seeded in Texas already. That's ahead of the average for this time of year by 7 points. Meanwhile, Brazil's second corn crop is estimated at 70% seeded, 10 points off last year's pace. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat, it's down 4 cents in the May contract at $8.58 per bushel, but the winter wheats are higher. Kansas City up 5 cents in the May contract at $8.03 per bushel, and Chicago wheat 4 cents higher in the May contract at $6.99 per bushel. Crop ratings for winter wheat in Kansas declined to only 17% good to excellent from 19% a week ago, and that provided support. However, ideas the agreement allowing Ukrainian grain to move through the Black Sea will be extended did pressure values. Australia's record large wheat crop is also overhanging the market, with production out of the country now estimated at 39.2 million tons from 36.6 million in December. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 7th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.